The ruling party's humiliating defeat in the weekend regional and first round of Senate elections have clearly shaken the government's resolve to effect painful reforms at any cost, and left the prime minister fighting not just for the future of the center-right government, but his own place at the head of his party. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
Revision has become the operative word for the centre-right government in the wake of their election debacle at the weekend. Prime Minister Petr Nečas, who has seen the coalition's parliamentary majority in the lower house shrink drastically in recent months and who faces a rebellion by his own party members, conceded defeat on Monday following a stormy session with regional leaders demanding change.
We have to take into consideration that our coalition potential has shrunk. That is the reality, and we need to take it into account. We have a razor-thin majority in the lower house, and that only on condition that the Civic Democrats vote as one man. I have therefore proposed a change to the government's tax package that I think may be acceptable not just for the Civic Democratic Party, but for our coalition partners as well.
According to information leaked to the press by sources inside the party, the compromise rests in just one VAT bracket being raised by one percentage point rather than both. Moreover, the Prime Minister has also publicly expressed readiness to revise some steps in the area of social welfare benefits in what is seen as a concession to disgruntled voters who expressed their opposition to the government's harsh austerity measures in the strongest way possible, with an unprecedented show of support for the Communist Party. The drubbing the ruling parties received in the elections has also tempered the zeal of the second strongest party in government, Top 09, in pushing through government reforms regardless of public opposition. Top 09 leader Karel Schwarzenberg said shortly after the results were announced that the ruling parties must find a way of alleviating the impact of reforms on the socially weakest groups of the population. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek, who earlier wouldn't budge an inch from the government's fiscal target of bringing the gap in public spending under 3% of the GDP next year, said Mr. Schwarzenberg had given him the difficult task of finding a way to alleviate the plight of pensioners with no family to support them. The finance minister also voiced readiness to discuss the prime minister's tax package compromise, noting that the fallout in the state budget would be 10 billion crowns and the money would have to be found somewhere else. However, it is fairly obvious that the government's problems run deeper than finding the money to temper some of its reforms. The Prime Minister's party is in a deep crisis, with the regions calling not just for a change of leadership, but a change of direction in party policy. Marek Schneider, one of the Civic Democratic Party rebels, on Monday indicated big changes on the horizon for the strongest party in government, which could have serious repercussions for the whole centre-right coalition.
The government's future existence and its credibility really does not hang on one VAT bracket. The defeat we suffered in the weekend elections was not the kind one would expect the ruling party to suffer when effecting far-reaching reforms. It was far more serious. It was a clear signal from voters that we cannot disregard. If the Civic Democrats have spent the past 20 years advocating certain values such as minimum state intervention, responsibility of the individual and no tax hikes, we should think about how those values correlate with the present government's priorities.
The Civic Democratic Party's National Conference, which the embattled Prime Minister has just brought forward by a month, is to take place on the first weekend of November. If the government survives in office, there is a strong likelihood it will continue under a different prime minister.
That was Daniela Lazarova reporting on the uncertain road ahead for the Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas. If you have any questions about this story or any other, don't hesitate to send us an email to english@radio.cz, or you can post a comment on the Radio Prague Facebook page.